Every 9.5 minutes, someone is diagnosed as HIV positive in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In Louisiana alone, 18,000 people are living with HIV/AIDS, and even more do not know they are carrying the disease. Dr. Chris Hayes explains why.
Statistically or traditionally, it's been difficult, even everywhere in the South, it's been difficult to convince high-risk populations to go and get tested. It's one of those, I don't want to know because I'm afraid I'm going to die kind of situations, a lot of denial.
But Hayes says early testing can lead to a healthier life.
Testing positive for HIV is no longer the death sentence that it once was. The more you know and the sooner you know, the less likely you are to have a shortened lifespan and the fewer people you spread it to by your behavior. So it really is important to get tested.
However, there is available treatment for those diagnosed in Lafayette. Claude Martin is CEO of Acadiana Cares, a Lafayette-based organization that provides support for those diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. Acadiana Cares provides housing assistance for those with HIV/AIDS and those at high risk for diagnosis. An overwhelming majority of the HIV-positive community lives below the poverty line, and the stress of making ends meet makes it more likely that they will spread HIV.
When you don't have any money, you have to look at other things for currency, so sometimes sex can be a currency for you, sometimes dealing drugs can be a currency for you. Sometimes people will find themselves in abusive or uncomfortable relationships because that relationship provides them with an additional income that allows them to be able to make the rent every month. So people are put into risky behaviors sometimes because of their circumstance financially.
Louisiana's HIV infection rate has risen steadily for the past 10 years, which Martin says is the result of two events. First, the epidemic is migrating south into poor communities. Second, the Louisiana Office of Public Health recently pushed for implemented laws that require public hospitals to offer an HIV test to emergency room patients, so patients must opt out rather than request a test. Acadiana Cares also offers free HIV tests, but because of state budget cuts, they have to ration the test and screen applicants to be tested. If the test is positive, Acadiana Cares can get a client into a doctor's office within 48 hours. Martin says Acadiana Cares sees HIV-positive diagnoses in clients as young as 15 years old, and almost all those who are infected receive the virus from someone unaware of their HIV status. Gay men are at the highest risk of contracting HIV/AIDS, with more than 50% of the country's diagnoses, though gay men are only 4% of the U.S. population. The Louisiana Commission on HIV/AIDS and Hepatitis C met for the first time in 2 years last month, but has decided to begin meeting regularly in an effort to combat the rising number of HIV/AIDS cases in the state. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Elizabeth Rose.